ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, entitled Creation, Chapter 13, entitled Dhritarashtra Quits Home, Text number 19. Pratikriyana yasyeha Pratikriyana yasyeha
Pratikriyana yasyeha
कुतश्चित् कर्हि चित् प्रभो कुतश्चित् कर्हि चित् प्रभो स एष भगवान् कालः स एष भगवान् कालः सर्वेषां नः समागतः. वर्ड फॉर वर्ड meanings. Pratikriya, remedial measure. Na, there is none. Yasya, of which. Iha, in this material world. Kutaschit, by any means. Karhichit, or by anyone. Prabho, O my Lord. Saha, that. Eshah, positively. Bhagwan, the personality of Godhead. Kalah, eternal time. Sarvesham, of all. Naha, of us. Samagatah, arrived. Translation. This frightful situation cannot be remedied by any person in this material world. My Lord, it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead as eternal time, Kala, that has approached us all. Translation, please repeat. This frightful situation
cannot be remedied
by any person in this material world.
My Lord,
it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
as eternal time,
Kala,
that has approached us all.
Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There is no superior power which can check the cruel hands of death. No one wants to die, however acute the source of bodily sufferings may be. Even in the days of so-called scientific advancement of knowledge, there is no remedial measure either for old age or for death. Old age is the notice of the arrival of death, served by cruel time. And no one can refuse to accept either summon calls or the supreme judgment of the eternal time. This is explained before Dhritarashtra because he might ask Vidura to find out some remedial measure for the imminent fearful situation as he had ordered many times before. Before ordering, however, Vidura informed Dhritarashtra that there was no remedial measure by anyone or from any source in this material world. And because there is no such thing in the material world, death is identical with Supreme Personality of Godhead as it is said by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 10.34. Death cannot be checked by anyone or from any source within this material world. Hiranyakashipu wanted to be immortal and underwent a severe type of penance by which the whole universe trembled, and Brahma himself approached him to dissuade Hiranyakashipu from such a severe type of penance. Hiranyakashipu asked Brahma to award him the blessings of immortality, but Brahma said that he himself was subject to death even in the topmost planet. So how could he award him the benediction of immortality? So there is death even in the topmost planet of this universe, and what to speak of other planets, which are far, far inferior in quality to Brahmaloka, the residing planet of Brahma. Wherever there is the influence of eternal time, there is this set of tribulations, namely birth, disease, old age and death, and all of them are invincible. Om Abhyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Purandya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadhamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Mokam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurum Dinakaranam Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyaya cha Vanitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here in this chapter, we are hearing this very sharp instructions from Mahatma Vidura. So that's the nature of a genuine guru and a genuine doctor. So doctor is not concerned what the patient would think if he gives the remedy. He is just concerned with the benefit that the patient would get, take the medicine and cure his disease. So same way a guru means heavy, he doesn't care what the disciple would feel, what are his emotions, but he gives the medicine. Of course, he administers in a very appropriate way according to different types of disciples. So here Vidura is setting this example. The word sadhu also, I think another meaning is one who cuts. So here in these verses, particularly these 10-11 verses from 18th till 28th, which is given in Gurujan Prabhu's Unveiling the Lotus Feet, he says that in these verses, particularly, Vidura is preaching very powerfully to Dhritarashtra. When he was speaking, all other members of the palace were also hearing, all the Pandavas, Draupadi, Kunti, Manani, everyone was hearing, but these instructions were particularly for Dhritarashtra, because he was shamelessly residing in the palace of Yudhishthir Maharaj. Although Yudhishthir Maharaj was such a virtuous devotee and king that he was taking care of his uncle and aunt very nicely, but on part of Dhritarashtra, it was not appropriate to stay there. So that's why at this stage, Vidura thought that he must preach to him very cuttingly and in a straightforward way, so that he gets the benefit. And he did. Later we will see in this chapter. He took his words to the heart and he followed his instructions and he got to the perfection. So that's the that's what we are hearing in these verses. So yesterday's verse and today's verse and next few verses, Vidura talks about time, that time doesn't wait for anyone. So we must endeavor for the ultimate goal. So athato brahma jigyasa. So now that we have got this human form of life, we shouldn't waste time. In other species of life, it doesn't matter, you know. A dog is roaming about in the street, birds are just flying here and there. We can't say, don't waste time, do something meaningful. For them, that's what is meaningful. But in human life, we shouldn't waste time. If we are just engaged in eating, sleeping, defending, then, you know, our life is wasted, basically. So these words we should also apply in our lives. So here we see the example of Prabhupada gives example that how everyone wants to be immortal. And one of the greatest materialists in history was Hiranyakashipu. So he was so powerful, he did a very severe penance. So severe that he almost controlled whole universe. And whole universe was trembling. So this supreme living entity in the universe, Lord Brahma, had to personally go and tell him that please stop this penance. What do you want? What benediction you want? He said, I want to be immortal. He said, that's not possible. You know, anything else if you ask, I will be able to give you. If you ask anything possible in the whole universe, I can give you, but this is not possible because I myself am not immortal. So Bhagavad Gita says, A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna Mam Pretitu Kaunteya Punarjanmana Vidyate. So that's in 8th chapter, where it is said that all the planets, from lowest to the topmost, all are places of misery and death. But if we go to Krishna's abode, then we are free from the cycle of birth and death. So it doesn't matter which position, which situation we are in. It's all places of misery. People are trying to improve. They are trying to go from one place to other place, this country to that country, from India to Australia to USA to Switzerland, to improve the situation. But Bhagavad Gita clearly says, all are places of misery. So people want to live long and in a comfortable situation. But it's not possible. In one conversation, Prabhupada was referring to the area near Himalayas. He said that area is called Bhuswarga. It's like heaven on earth. So the area between Kashmir and towards central Europe, that area is considered Bhuswarga. It's very beautiful, natural beauty is there. And it's almost like heaven. And he said even Kardama Muni, he had his ashram there in past. But if you see the situation of Kashmir now, it's of course natural beauty is still there, but the social situation is totally broken apart. There is so much misery and distress there. On one hand, Pakistan claims that that's our land, and India says it's our land. So people there are very miserable, extremely miserable. So they get money from the mosques in Kashmir. They get money from Pakistan and they distribute to all the people there so that they would support Pakistan. Mm-hmm. And then if there are some Indians, say, apart from Kashmiris, they attack them and kill them. There's always riots and curfews, and it's a miserable place. So people don't know when they would die. It's such a miserable condition, and they have so much mental problems as well, because of so much excessive stress. And that's supposed to be Bhuswarga, heaven on earth, and people are miserable there. So that proves the statement of Bhagavad Gita that for time being, one place may look very beautiful and situation may look comfortable, but it's ultimately it's not. So that's why these Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, they reveal the truth, the ugliness of material world. They reveal it. So everyone wants this comfortable situation and they want long life. So people want very long life. Then, but Prabhupada in one another morning walk, he was mentioning that what's the use of long life? He said, I've seen these trees in USA, and these redwood trees, they live for thousands of years. He said, one tree he saw, and people were saying, it's 7,000 years old. But he said, what's the use just standing there? So what's the use of long life if you don't use it for the ultimate benefit? So that's the situation. We want long life, and even human beings, they don't want to die. One person in Calcutta, Prabhupada used to say, he was on the deathbed and he was asking that, please give me 3 or 4 more years, I will pay you. He's a rich businessman, but he said, I have some plans, I have to fulfill them. But the plans are never fulfilled. So there's no use of long life. Even they came up with some, it's called I think cryogenics, after death, they made an arrangement that they would freeze their body, and in future, when scientists would find the cure, that they would find that, oh yes, we can live forever, their immortality is possible, then they would resurrect or revive that person. And there was a rumor that also Walt Disney, his body was frozen. But some, their relatives, they don't agree. But anyway, everyone wants to live forever. That's because we are not this body, we are the spirit soul. So that feeling of immortality is there because we are eternal. And we are part of Krishna. But unless we connect to Krishna, that immortality cannot be revived. Based on bodily platform, it's not possible. Bhagavad Gita clearly says the nature, all different qualities, different attributes of soul. Jatasi dhruvam mitur, dhruvam janma mitasyate, tasma dapariharyate, natvam shochitumarasi. That one which has taken birth is sure to die, and one which dies is sure to take birth again. So for the body, death is certain, because it takes birth, it will die. But for soul, there is no death. So that we have to come to this spiritual platform. But people become very comfortable and ignorant of the fact that death is approaching actually. And you approach them that, oh please take this book, this is about happiness, and they say, oh I'm happy. And Prabhupada says, oh, to someone in one morning, another morning, oh, someone told Prabhupada that people say, oh I'm happy. They said, if someone says I'm happy, he's fool number one. Because this is a place of misery, how can you be happy? If someone is saying he's happy, means he's fool number one. So that's why these scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they are bringing us from the platform of fool number one to an intelligent platform, so that we can get this knowledge that what's going on around us. So in Bhagavad Gita, in 13th chapter, there are 5 verses in which process of knowledge is given, verses 8 to 12. So there are 20 items given which are helpful to attain knowledge. Starts from amanitvam, adambitvam, like that. So that pridelessness and humility. So when we have these qualities, or if we follow these items, we can attain real knowledge. So this material world, of course, it consists of all these 24 elements. So this body, this material body is there, and the spirit soul is encaged in the body. But these items which are given here in Bhagavad Gita, they tell us how to get free from this encagement. And here there is description given that out of these 20 items, 17 are common between jnanis and the bhaktas. So jnanis are also trying, they understand, oh, we are not the body, we are the soul, and we have to get liberated from this world. And bhaktas are also following this process that we are not the body, we are the soul. But they go even further that the soul is servant of Krishna, the super soul. So we serve Krishna. So that's why 17 items, amanitvam, adambitvam, anusas, shanti, arjivam, many are common between jnanis and bhaktas. But there are two, especially the last two, they are only for jnanis, and one is only for devotees. So that one which is only for devotees is called Mai Chananya Yogena Bhakti Avyavicharini, that constant unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Lord Krishna. So that's what we have to follow. Otherwise, this jnana, this process of jnana, it just gives the knowledge that this material world is miserable. So the positive side is that in the spiritual world we have an eternal existence where we can be satisfied in the service, in eternal service. And we want to be engaged eternally, eternally blissful, Satchidananda, Vigraha. So that's our Swarupa also. So by this process of knowledge we extricate the soul from this material world and we can reach the spiritual world. And another important aspect given here is Acharyopasana, the acceptance of spiritual master and following his instructions. So this is essential, very, very important. Without that, there is no possibility of attaining the highest perfection. Because yasya prasada bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada na gati kutopi. There is no method of reaching the ultimate goal if the guru doesn't give his mercy. We cannot achieve the highest perfection. So the principle of this guru tattva is that Nityanand Prabhu is the Adi Guru, or he is the original spiritual master. And so he acts like an intermediary between the devotee and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna. Without mercy of Nityanand Prabhu, we cannot reach Radha Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's why we accept this guru, our spiritual master, who is an expansion of Nityanand Prabhu, and we follow his instructions, and we can very quickly be established in our original position as servant of Radha Krishna. So that's why we are very fortunate from, I think, Madhavendra Puri onwards in our in our sampradaya, we have this Radha Krishna worship. So that's the significance of Radha Krishna worship, that once we are attracted by Radha and Krishna, we won't be attracted by the material, the false material beauty. So Bhagavad Gita says, Param Drishtva Nivartate. Once we have the higher taste, the lower things will not attract us. So here in today's verse, as we see that Vidura tells Dhritarashtra and others that there is no remedy in this material world for this frightful situation. So what he means is, by material means you cannot cure something material. There was in Science of Self-Realization, there's a chapter, material problems, spiritual solutions. So whatever the problem is, it's not we say, oh, I have this problem, so I'm dealing with it at the moment, that's why I'm not serious in bhakti at the moment. When this is done, then I can take up bhakti seriously, chant my all 16 rounds, or come to temple more. No, that's not. By material means, we cannot solve material problems. There is only one solution to all problems, material or spiritual. So that's the spiritual solution, that you surrender to Krishna and follow the simple process of chant, hearing, chanting, taking prasad, dancing, the simple process. So that's the solution for all problems. And if you do that, many of the, we have a long list of problems, many of the problems actually are not the problems. We will just disregard them. Oh, I was thinking like this, but that's not even a problem, you know. So that's the material problem, spiritual solution. So here what Vidura means, that there is no remedy in this material world, that means materially there is no remedy. But spiritually there is this remedy, Bhakti Yoga. So there is another conversation in first canto, fifth chapter, by Narad Muni tells Vidura, Vyasadeva. He says, this is two verses, verses 32 and 33. So the 32nd verse is like this: Etat sam suchitam brahmans tapatraya chikitsitam yat ishvare bhagavati karma brahmani bhavitam. Brahmana Vyasadeva, it is decided by the learned that the best remedial measure for removing all troubles and miseries is to dedicate one's activities to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. O good soul, does not a thing applied therapeutically cure a disease which was caused by that very same thing? So here he gives this process, this remedy, that by performing Bhakti Yoga, we can actually get rid of all miseries. Tapatraya chikitsitam. So here the word chikitsitam is used as the remedial measure. And tapatraya is the threefold miseries. So we heard in this purport by Prabhupada also, that there are four problems: birth, death, disease, old age. And we have to see these things as problems. Many people don't see all of these as problems. Disease and old age, it's little easier to perceive that, oh, they are problem. When you are diseased, yes, you're suffering. Or when old age comes, you can see, oh, I'm old now and I have this suffering. But birth, when we have forgotten about birth, but we can know that how birth is a problem by reading, I think, 31st chapter of third canto, where the movements of living entity within the womb is given, what a child actually goes through, what he feels within the womb. Then if we read or hear that part of Bhagavatam, we can understand how birth is a problem. And death also, people subconsciously, they are fearful, but we haven't seen, we have forgotten our previous deaths. So that's why people just keep making plans that, oh, I have so much to live, I won't ever die. So these are the four problems. But Bhagavad Gita, in those 20 items of knowledge, it says, janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha doshanu darshanam. So anudarshanam, that you see, you perceive that these four are actually problems, and then you would take these remedial measures. And here, on top of these four problems, we have tapatraya. So that those three problems, problems caused by body and mind, problems caused by other living entities, and problems caused by natural disturbances. So how will we deal with them? So one may think, okay, I'm fine, my mind is under control, my body is fit, I can do 100 push-ups, I'm so strong. So body is not giving any trouble, rather I'm enjoying with this body, see. I'm eating nicely. Whichever animal is there, I can eat. And then, problems caused by other living entities? No, you know, no one can trouble me. You know, I can control everyone. That's why in Bhagavad 16th chapter, in demoniac qualities, it says, I have killed all my enemies, and whoever are there, I would kill them. That's why no one can cause me trouble. So yes, I'm in control. But then what about the third one, the problems caused by natural disturbances? Who can stop that? We were seeing yesterday, this hurricane is there at the moment in USA, Hurricane Sandy. So it's hit New York and other areas nearby. So that's the topmost part of a kind of, you know, Manhattan, but it's all shut down. So much problem is there. So who can control this natural, these natural disturbances? We can see they're like a speck, very tiny in front of this big natural disturbances. But here Narad Muni is saying tapatraya chikitsitam. We can actually get rid of these problems by this remedial measure, which is bhakti yoga. So here the example given is of milk and the problem caused by milk. Sometimes there are diseases which are in stomach which are caused by milk, and the cure is that you take another milk product, which is yogurt, and mix it with some other ingredients, and you take that, and that disease is cured. So the analogy is that in the similar way, so problem is the engagement by these material modes. So we use the same modes to serve Krishna. We use this body to serve Krishna by deity worship, by performing various activities. So with the same material body, when we perform bhakti yoga, so that cures the disease of material entanglement. It's the same, another example that of the iron rod. So the iron rod is, it's iron, but if you constantly put it in fire, then it doesn't act as iron, it acts as fire, like that. So otherwise, as Lord, as Vidura says, kutashchit karhichit prabhu. Kutashchit is by any other means, or karhichit by anyone else. Actually, it's not possible that you can get rid of all these problems. Those four problems and tapatraya, these three more problems. We cannot get rid of these problems. So as we know, originally we were Krishna conscious entities, and so here the guru, as exemplified by Vidura, they say these sharp words, they give these instructions so that we revive our old memories. It is said, when you are living in a city and you move somewhere else, and after a long time when you go there or you meet people, your old friends, old relatives, all those memories, they come back. Like, you know, they come back, and you said, oh, all the while I didn't even think about all these things, but they come back. So same way, why are we hearing Bhagavatam, these pastimes of Krishna, and associating with devotees, seeing the deities, is to revive. The reason is we want to revive our original old memories, the oldest memories, because originally we were in spiritual world. So when we hear this Bhagavatam, oh, there is Krishna, he's standing on the bank of Yamuna with the flute. So we are reminded slowly. Initially, as we say, it doesn't ring a bell, so we sleep, and then, but slowly, by, if we are sincere and our practice of devotional service is offenseless, then slowly we revive all those old memories by constantly hearing about these. And in 10th canto also, this in 30th chapter, it's mentioned there that when Krishna left from the rasa dance and all the gopis were in separation, so they became almost mad. They started talking about Krishna, and they started enacting the pastimes of Krishna, all the pastimes. That one gopi became like a Kaliya serpent, and one stood on the head, and one started crawling, and one gopi became like a small baby, and another became like a cart, and the child hit the cart, you know. So they were enacting all these pastimes. One gopi became Trinavarta and took away another one, like that. So they were absorbed in Krishna consciousness, the thoughts about Krishna and his pastimes. And then in the And in the last, second last verse, I think, of that chapter, there it says that because their minds were absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, and they were constantly chanting of Krishna and enacting his pastimes, so they actually felt presence of Krishna. So that's what we are also trying to do. We are trying to narrate these pastimes of Krishna and think about Krishna. And this, in this way, we can actually feel the presence of Krishna, because Krishna is present everywhere, like that. So this is the only way to get satisfaction and pleasure, is by hearing and chanting these pastimes and name of Krishna. So finally, I will just discuss this verse from this Gopi Gita, very famous verse. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibir iditam kalmashapaham shravana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grinantiye bhuridayana. So the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly, those who spread the message of Godhead are most beneficent. So that's what we do. We hear these pastimes, and whoever we meet, we share these pastimes with them. Of course, according to the degree of, according to the level of person we meet, we talk about Krishna consciousness. So a preacher is very expert, so he knows. If someone is atheistic and who doesn't have faith, he avoids him or her. Yeah, you just give prasad, something like that. But if someone is more inclined, we talk more about Krishna. And with devotees, we can fully discuss these pastimes of Krishna. So when we hear these pastimes and we do our sadhana, it's like we are charging our batteries, recharging. And then, you know, because of dealing with material energy, and we are in the material body, and so many miseries are there, so these batteries are sometimes discharged. So then we charge them again by hearing and chanting, like that. So this is a constant process. Shravanadijal, by constantly hearing and chanting about Krishna, we can reach a platform when Krishna is always, we can see Krishna face to face. And that's the goal here. And Vidura is very kindly, although he is very using sharp words for the benefit of Dhritarashtra and all of us, but actually he wants our benefit. So we'll just try to follow his instructions and do our services sincerely. So I would like to end there and ask if you have any questions or comments on what we discussed. So out of those 20, 17 are common for jnanis and devotees, and 2 are only for jnanis, and 1, which is Mai Chananya Yogena Bhakti Ravi Vicharini, is only for devotees. So that's what's mentioned. Oh, which are the two? There is, I think, the last two which are mentioned there. That's Adhyatma Jnana Nityatvam and Tattva Jnanath Darshanam. So, yeah. That's accepting the importance of self-realization, philosophical search for the absolute truth. So that philosophical search only applies to jnanis. They are doing dry search. Any other question or comment?
One comment about worship said from Bhagavatam. We sing every day this Gopi.
So spiritual master is actually present all the time. So I really liked, we had Devamrit Maharaj's Vyasa Puja, and I liked the offering by His Grace Radha Krishna Prabhu. He was saying, the example he gave was a really amazing. I discussed with so many devotees. He said, he was quoting from somewhere, that example is the child when he's in the womb, he's connected to the mother through that umbilical cord. Right, there is a cord which joins the child with the mother. If that cord is cut, the child won't sustain, you know, won't live and grow and take birth. So that cord, Prabhu was mentioning, is these words of Guru, or these lectures of Gurus, instructions of Gurus, which are always present. Right. So Prabhupada, when he says, I will never die, I will live in my books, in my instructions. So Prabhupada is always present. So we have to connect, just open it and connect like that. So we may have so many questions. So we have representatives of our Guru present here, which are non-different from our Guru. So we should take guidance, personal guidance from some senior advanced devotee whom we trust in. So then we can get personal guidance, and we can every day hear lectures of our Guru and get his instructions. So it's very mystical thing. Sometimes you have a problem and you hear the lecture and Guru will exactly say what you need, because it's not they are not on material platform, they act on the transcendental plane. So they know, and they would come like that. Or you open, Bhagavatam is also a person. It's personal. Personal means what I'm feeling now, other person can judge it, and he would react in that way. So when we open Bhagavatam and we read sometimes, it would exactly give what we need. Or when we hear in Srimad Bhagavatam class, sometimes it's like the speaker says exactly the thing we need. Because it's the personal process, most personal process, Bhakti Yoga. So that's why in this way we can feel the presence of Guru all the time. Is it okay, Guru? Yeah. Any other question or comment? Okay, thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Thai Court.
Mm-hmm. 13.8.